This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. We're in the waning days of July, a month that brought a lot of moisture to many areas in the upper Midwest. I talked about water conservation and got a flood of emails regarding soaked gardens. The University of Minnesota noted that floodwaters can be contaminated with all kinds of things, including raw sewage from septic systems or municipalities, manure from farms or fields, and chemicals or other contaminants. So when it comes to your produce, it's essential that gardeners understand floodwaters can contain harmful microbes such as E. coli or Salmonella. If any edible portions of produce were touched by floodwater, it may be contaminated and should not be considered safe to eat. Not even washing them off with clean water will work. Part of that is the surface of your produce, such as rough skins like strawberries and cantaloupe. Others include leafy folds of greens. Contaminants can enter through cuts, stem scars, or other points of entry. It's always a good idea to err on the side of caution. Toss your veggies in the garbage, not in a salad, if you think there may be contamination. As for next year, well, who knows, except that if you had flooding issues, consider building a raised vegetable bed, move your fruit to higher ground, and install a rain garden. As for my vegetable garden, well, it was a late start, and if you'll recall, I got tomato seeds from All America Selections to try, and then had a fiasco with my temporary greenhouse getting blown over, and now I have no idea yet which tomato variety I have where. What I do have are zucchini. Gotta love them. I did find out that I could wean my husband off pasta all the time. He likes zoodles. I'll make sure my recipe for Chinese five-spice zucchini bread is on gardenbite.com, along with information on flooding, produce, and your garden. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.